This is James Robertson, Syncom Smalltalk Product Evangelist, bringing you another talk from the European Smalltalk Users Group meeting held in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, in August of 2008. Let's pretend that this is real. Let's say this real. Here's Bruce Badger at ESOG 2008 talking about a syslog interface from Smalltalk. The first 30 seconds are a little noisy, but it gets a lot better after that.
So we're going to be talking about syslog, which is a standard and a number of implementations for logging. Well, it's boring, but actually it's extremely exciting if you're about to discover. So RFC 3164, VSA Syslog Protocol. It's not formally a standard. It's not being ratified by anybody with any standard, but it's very widely used. Okay, so the status of it, but nevertheless, it is a very good description of how all logging works. Now, the RFC starts off in a rather interesting way. It says, since the beginning, life has relied upon the transmission of messages. For the self-aware organic unit, these messages can... It's like the start of a science fiction novel. So imagine we're all self-aware organic units, so it's for us. Except it isn't really, it's the computer system, which aren't organic yet. So, what's it all about in the code? It's basically about moving messages across sockets. So each one is going to be 1 or 2 sockets in length, and they can look like this. So you end up with a couple of characters at the beginning that describe the nature of the message. There's something that says roughly when it's sent, where it's sent from, and then what it's all about. That's a very straightforward one. They can be a little bit more complicated. Right? So you can put all kinds of stuff in there. And you can completely ignore the standard. Right? Use the BFG. Right? That's all kinds of messages get passed across syslog sockets. So you can expect that kind of thing as well. You've got to be able to handle it. You can have an implementation. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm just going to skip a little bit myself now, and say is most of this is going to be based around a demo. Okay? So you'll see inside the messages and so on and so forth. But for now, this is just an overview. All messages are made for 3 bits. There's the priority, priority, whatever bit. Then there's the header bit and message bit. They're the 3 bits I pointed out on the previous slide. Okay? The players. The idea that you have a device. But it's not necessarily a piece of hardware, it can be anything. It can be your image, or it can be another process running somewhere else. It's anything, right, that can send. Now, you'll find that the RFC refers to senders. So sender is just something that has the capability of sending. Collectors are things which have the capability of receiving things. Right? They collect things and store them. That's the idea. And a relay is really just those two. So you can collect and send this stuff on. A relay typically will do filtering. It will say, well, this isn't important, this is, this should go over here, this should go over there, and so on and so forth. But of course, a relay can also act as a collector. It can say, well, I like this, I'm going to keep it, but I'm going to pass the others on. So you can combine all these different models. The Smalltalk syslog library is dead simple, really. It's in the public store. Developed in VisualWorks using Sport, no longer the LGPL. We'll be using it, OpenSkills will be using it in VisualWorks and Gemstone. They're the two platforms that we use. We do all of our development in VisualWorks. And all of our runtime executables are in Gemstone. So we need it to work in both of those, so that'll be using Sport, of course, not with the bits and bobs. So the implementation includes the messages, senders, receivers, relays. Right? So what we're going to do is first of all have a look at sender. Right? So if you look at the RFC, it is very prescriptive. It says you should be using this particular port to send these things out. And indeed, if you're dealing with commercial syslog libraries, they're all going to be working on that port. And it really should make sure, if you're a sender, you should make sure that the message is well formed, right? Use the BFG is not something that a real sender should send. Okay. A human might somehow, but not a real sender. So what we can do is go to a machine and use the logger command and say something like logger hello world and so on and so forth. So we're going to do it. That's the first demo, isn't it? Gripping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so here we go. the bell machine, and I can even make this a bit bigger for you.
Thank you.
Is everyone kind of okay with that?
Yep, good.
No? Oh, go. Oh, sorry.
That's even better.
What we're going to do is have another public server there. And so we're basically going to do logger hello world, right? So we say, oh, bloody hell. Where am I? It's gone. Is it? Oh, there it is. Right, you'll notice I've forgotten, I haven't created anything. Now if you say, there it is, right? So there's a message that's turned up, and it has all the bits. If you look in the log file, you'll find it doesn't actually contain the pry in any clear way, but it's got the timestamp, and it's got where it came from, and there's hello world. That was it. Cool. So now, back over here, we're going to have a look at, and we've done that whole thing, so now we're going to have a look at the syslog library doing the same thing. So, here's the code. It's a sender. When a sender becomes equal to a sender, sending to hostname, blah, 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 it creates a user level notice, which is one of the priority things. It says where it's coming from. Now, the idea is that you're supposed to say what your program is here. Program name. And then, that's just convention, you don't have to. And then you put in the rest of the message there, which of course could be anything. You could encode things in text and put in what you like. But we're going to do that. And then we send a message and we ensure that the sender closes. So now we're going to do that. Right, and this time, well, here it is, we're in the image. So we go, do it. So back up to here. Right, now we say var messages. Oh, and there's nothing there. Nothing there, you see. But I'm not surprised, am I? So what's going on? Are you listening? The answer is no. By far the majority of these syslog servers running on machines just don't listen. Right? They ignore all the UDP stuff. You look in the RFC and it says it's listening on UDP, blah, 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 but in practice none of them actually do that. Okay? They're all off. So that really is a bummer if you're trying to develop this stuff and you're like me, I always assume my code's wrong rather than anything else. And so spent bloody ages working on that trying to figure out what's wrong. And essentially it's just this stuff down here, you've got to go and set this thing to R. So right, I'm just going to do that, and it's going to start to work. And I'm showing you these things because these are the things that will get in your way. Right? So you see it's done, see it's relatively easy. So we're going to fix that up. And I won't keep zooming in and out. So there's even a comment in here you see, that says you've got to put that R in. So you just go in here and say minus R. And what we need to do now is just restart the logger. Start it. Now, we'll do a quick var of messages. Right, it's basically said I just come back up. And we can go down here, do our thing again, right there, that's good. Oh, that's, don't you hate demo? And I think I might have to slip into, well, of course it should work this way, but it's not today. Sending it to the wrong IP. That will also, and actually this is another thing about UDP, right? I'll come to this in a minute, but it's not guaranteed delivery. So you can just blast this message out there. It doesn't matter if there's nobody listening, it's still sent though, it doesn't really care. So okay. Ah, I can't do that. Right. So there we go. Down at the bottom there you can see test message from Smalltalk. That's wildly exciting, I know. Brimming with excitement here. Okay. So, but this is kind of pretty good, because it means you can send the log messages now to any commercial syslog server. So in OpenSkills' case, we're running a lot of gemstone gems that are running as our HTTP servers, right? They're all receiving requests and different things are happening. And they're all under attack all the time. We're receiving all of these kind of really bogus requests and things. And all of these things are being logged down onto individual machines, log files. So if we want to know what's going on from a systemic point of view, from the whole of our systems, we've got to go through and basically do VAR log messages on all these various things. But now, with this, we can have all the messages from our gemstone being sent to one place and all get logged in one place. So that's really pretty cool. So, and you can use this as well, of course, on client images as well. If you want to know exactly what people are up to, you know, key logging live into syslog or something like that, you can do that kind of thing too. You'd never do that kind of thing. Right. Now, we mentioned the UDP thing. One of the things about UDP is exactly what the problem is. That is, it won't hang if there's no receiver there. The beauty of this is your system is running. This logging is basically bonus information, stuff you want to know. But if you can't get through, it's not going to kill you. It's not like financial information you've got to say, or sort of life-threatening, life-critical information. What you're saying is, this is the state of the system right now, I've been attacked, or whatever is going on. So typically you want to use this information for trending, or something like that. So you can see here, you can't even see the bloody green line, can you? Right, there's a green line at the top, right, which is the throughput using UDP, and a red line showing the throughput using TCP. TCP has got a lot of overheads to ensure that things actually get to where they're supposed to go. UDP does not. Okay. So, and that's by a chap called Jim Snow. He actually did a lot of monitoring stuff on that. So between these two, speed versus reliability, and you can use, there is another RFC that extends the syslog thing to say, this is how you can log through TCP. And some of the servers actually accept TCP as well. So you know, you can get it to work. But if you can't afford to lose a message, don't send it through UDP. And also, maybe you should ask yourself if what you're doing is really logging. Are you doing something else, like keeping an audit trail, where you've actually got to know what happened when and where? This system logging isn't necessarily the right vehicle for that. Moving right along, the receiver. Okay. So the receiver listens, of course, on 514. But, of course, because this is a port number which is less than 1024, you, as mere mortals, can't use it. Okay? Only root is allowed to listen on the ports which are below 1024. So you have a choice. You can either run the image as root, or you can use your firewall to redirect ports.
I think on Windows you can open lower ports.
Of course on Windows. Yeah. I'm talking about operating systems. So you've got to do a bit of messing about to get this going. But then when it's going, the way it works is actually very much like the way that Hyper works. If any of you use Hyper, the HTTP server I work with, the server is a receiver on port, whatever it is. For each message you do, you get a syslog message. And then here, all I'm doing in this example is saying, as octet array, the reason I'm using that, by the way, is because that's when the sender sends messages, it generates an octet array, okay, to send them out. And that, I already had that as a rendering mechanism, so I thought, well, for this, that'll do. And then you say our string, because in actual fact, the RFC requires that all of the characters inside a message for syslog are essentially ASCII. So we'll watch this one as well. Right, see what's going on here. Now, in order to get this to go, of course, you have to turn off the syslog server running on your machine because you're about to take its place. Because only one thing can listen on that port at a time. Okay? So what I need to do is persuade the server running on the machine I'm running VisualWorks to go down, which I've already done, and then bring mine up. So sorry? All right. going. So now it's listening. Okay. If we hadn't shut down the other guy, we would have got an exception because we'd have got a complaint. You can't open a port because it's already in use. So now I've got another board. I did some rest of this thing. So much for this guy. Okay. Right. Let me say. Right. Now. This is a syslog config file. It looks horrendous, but really, all that's going on in here is that we are saying, for this kind of log message, send it here, so you can see barlog, debug, barlog. So they're all the targets, all files. Okay. If we go down in the file, we get to a line that I've added at the end, and that is, for everything that gets down this far, send it off to that address.
Is it the right one?
Let's find out. where it's going to go is off to this virtual machine down here. So we're sending it, to 144. Check. Yes, it looks like we are. Okay. So let's turn this off now and move this up here. Now, if I quit this, and I log out, then I log in. Then you can see we've got a couple of messages up there that weren't there before. So, these two. Come on, you can see them. There they are.
Yep. Yep.
Except now they're actually displayed as they would be in RFC. Right? So talking about the angle brackets and all those kind of bits and bobs. So there we are, we actually got a message going through. And if we want, we can then do a breakpoint and see it happening and sort that stuff, right? What we can also do now is send a message through. Hang on, I'm getting ahead of myself, probably. Collector, right. So, receiver, blah, 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 right, collector, right, okay. So, collector is a special kind of receiver. So the idea is that it's not just receiving these things and dropping them on the ground, as I am. The collector is going to do something useful with them. So it's going to keep them somewhere, and the typical way that they get kept on the Linux system is, or Unix system, is they get written to files, like barlog messages. Now, we've seen how all that happens. Okay? You can summarize them, that is, you can just count them as they come through, and occasionally write a message off the barlog messages, like in the last second there were 2,000 attempts to crack in via SSH. And we get that kind of load on some of the open source systems, with people running bots and things like that when we get in, so that's summarizing is useful, or you know, just drop them. Now, one of the things I'm interested in doing is developing a collector. I mean, it's only relatively easy to do, and that is, it's going to write them to a relational database. Right? So it's going to stick them in Postgres, which means then I can do some analysis and see exactly what's going on with all these different kinds of attacks. Okay, so looking at patterns over time. And whatever else I think of, really, that's the thing. Right. Now, a relay is a combination of a receiver and a sender. So you may want to sort of have a network or, you know, you can imagine you've got a whole swarm of these things out there collating and spreading information around and moving it to the right place and finally dropping it on disk. So, again, filter and redirect messages. So, for example, if you wanted to send it to a different port, you want to lift all of your main Smalltalk syslog servers up above that problem port. You can just lift them all up and then you can talk over a different port. Completely cheating, but you can do that. So, and perhaps even send certain things off to alert pages and all this kind of stuff. So once it's in Smalltalk, of course, the world is the mollusk of your choice. You can do anything you like. So that's really it, but I wanted to just show you one other thing. Get close again, I don't want to do that. We're going to go back to the other guy. Here. I got left with 30, so I'm going to send a message to this chap now. And with any luck, what we'll see is the message turn up in there. There's that. All right, that didn't work. That was the last thing. So what I was trying to do, basically, was because I'd... I wonder if I told it that it's not to accept it. Oh, there's another. So, sorry? Yes, it was. But what I was trying to do, if you remember, there was one of the IPs which I modified the address of to send syslog requests back to this machine here where I collected them. So the idea is that there are three machines sitting there doing different things.
Did you set this one with the minus R option in syslog D?
Probably not. That's what I probably haven't done. But, you know, that's... Yeah, we can do that for the time. Because I like to finish my talks on time. So there we go. Let's go back and have a look at that summary. No. Can't. It's not there yet. we have to do the summary. Right? So, one of the benefits of using syslog is that there are just heaps of tools out there for doing stuff with it. You can, if you've got a massive load of these messages whizzing around the place, you can buy commercial products that will do analysis and reporting and graphs and charts and that kind of stuff. So, because it's a standard, it makes it very flexible. Best set of delivery with UDP, but if it absolutely definitely has to be there, right, use TCP. And syslog is the only way to fly for your extra image login, which brings me on to things like Toothpick and the logging systems we have here. So, needless to say, Joseph harangued me earlier on, saying, you know, had I incorporated it with Toothpick? And I said, no, I haven't. I'm doing it to ours initially, and I've just developed this, really, but I'm sure we can get it going in Toothpick very easily. But the point is, you can put it into those kinds of logging systems, either as a source or a sync. So, Toothpick is a way of actually being able to create log messages from within Smalltalk. You might create logs on exceptions or all kinds of other activity going on in your image. And with a syslog connection, you can then squirt all these out and centrally gather them and do all that kind of thing. Okay. And that's it. Your pain is over. Any questions? No? All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that talk from ESUG 2008, held in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, in August of 2008. If you did, head on over to syncomsmalltalk.com and check out the podcast area. We have a weekly podcast and lots more content where this came from. You can also send feedback to smalltalkpodcasts@syncom.com. You can head on over to the Industry Misinterpretations group on Facebook, the Smalltalkers group at Ning. You can head on over to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, you can go to Podcast Alley and cast a vote for us.